AM Update News. I'm Matthew Smith, and it's 9:02. The guideline harvest for Norton Sound Red King Crab was released this week, and the harvest quota is looking to be one of the largest ever.
The guideline harvest for Red King Crab in Norton Sound this year is 465,450 pounds.
That's NSCDC's Director of Fisheries R&D, Charlie Lean. He says that the largest guideline harvest for king crab in the Norton Sound since 1982 could put the fishery on track to have one of its biggest commercial hauls since 1986.
In 1986, roughly 480,000 pounds of crab were caught. And this year, our guideline harvest is 465, so it's almost the same. It'll be the largest harvest of the small boat fishery since it began.
The guideline harvest is the target for harvestable red king crab in Norton Sound. That 465,000 pounds includes several quotas, including the 35,000 pounds for the CDQ fishery quota and over 430 pounds for the summer commercial fishery. Altogether, it adds up to about 14.5% of the adult male biomass of red king crab in Norton Sound. Those numbers put the fishery on track to have a record year, especially for the small boat fishery. While prices have not yet been set, Lean says the demand for crab is high. And for a Norton Sound population of crab that is both healthy and growing, it could lead to a banner year.
Actually, the price hasn't been set for this summer, but it will be a good price. And it's probably one of the best prices in the history of the small boat fishery. So there's a great chance that this will be the most valuable small boat king crab fishery in history.
Lean says that deciding on the quota has been a four-month process involving both federal and state agencies. The guideline harvest represents some of the best scientific information available on crab in the Sound, including a re-examination of data going back 30 years. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game says the commercial crab fishery could open within days and will likely run until late August or early September. Success Beyond Barriers is the theme selected for the 2012 Alaska Federation of Natives Convention to be held at the Dena'ina Convention Center in downtown Anchorage, October 18th through 20th. AFN President Julie Kitka says the convention theme recognizes the achievement of Native communities. She says, quote, "It's about our people's repeated success at overcoming barriers and finding ways to thrive beyond the challenges that persist, especially in rural Alaska." Carol Wren, the Cook Inlet Tribal Council Director of Employment and Training Services, will be this year's keynote speaker. $27 million will be going to rural Alaskan communities this year for schools and government services provided to areas where the federal government holds lands. That's a new record for PILT, or payment in lieu of taxes. It was announced yesterday by Interior Secretary Ken Salazar.
I'm pleased to announce that the Department of the Interior is releasing a record $393 million in PILT funding this year. This is the largest amount ever distributed under the program, exceeding last year's payments by roughly $18 million.
Alaska is among the 10 states that get the most money from the program, which is designed to compensate communities for property taxes they can't collect on federal lands. The program includes national parks, wildlife refuges, and vast areas administered by the Bureau of Land Management. It does not include national forest land, however, which has a separate program known as Secure Rural Schools. That program has expired, and the payment in lieu of taxes program may follow suit. Unless Congress extends or renews it, this will be the program's final year. Under Alaska law, the $27 million actually will go to the state government, which will then redistribute the money to eligible communities. The Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation did not order the sale of stock holdings in companies that either do business in Iran or with the Iranian government after Governor Sean Parnell called for disinvestment earlier this year. Permanent Fund CEO Mike Burns says the decision of whether to pull investments was left to stock managers, who are professionals hired by the corporation and not in state employees. Parnell in January sent letters to Burns, the state revenue commissioner, and the chair of the Alaska Retirement Management Board. The governor asked that, to the extent allowed by law, they pursue a policy of divestiture of state resources from companies that do business in Iran or with that country's ruling government. Burns says the corporation's charge is to conservatively manage the state's money for the best return. He says that the Permanent Fund Corporation is doing just that. Wednesday night's meeting of the Nome City Council, where the city waded through several amendments before attempting to approve its municipal budget, seemed to end without any questions. But upon reviewing a recording of the proceedings, City Manager Josie Benke noticed a problem.
There was some confusion after the meeting, and in fact, what didn't happen was a vote on the main motion to approve the budget in the first place.
An array of amendments, some that passed and some that failed, resulted in budget discussion and voting ending without an official vote on the budget. The budget and all of its attendant amendments, including a provision for $100,000 to repaint the exterior of Old St. Joe's Church, which was erroneously reported yesterday as having failed but was indeed accepted, will be voted on during a special meeting next Wednesday. Possible historic aircraft debris and bones have been discovered by the Kinnick Glacier. The debris was discovered Sunday by Alaska National Guardsmen flying a Black Hawk helicopter during a training mission near the glacier about 40 miles northeast of Anchorage. Officials in the military's Alaska Command say in a release that the guardsmen flew over the area several times. Federal aviation officials have implemented temporary flight restrictions over the area as the military begins its own investigation. And Greg Krushek came to Nome in 1983. He moved back to Minnesota to marry his wife, and the couple returned to Nome in 1984.
He first got on with the city in 1995, started working with the road crew, and kind of became quite skilled at the grader, and they kind of nicknamed him Grader Greg.
That's Greg's widow, Sherry Krushek. Greg passed away unexpectedly in 2011. Sherry says that after Greg passed, she heard stories from people throughout Nome about what Greg's work over his 16 years with the city had meant to them.
There was a few people after we'd lost Greg, and they were talking about, you know, people would think they were the ones who got this special treatment, and that grader would come up and clear their roadway or their sidewalk or right up to the steps of their house, and they just thought they were so special to have that one-on-one treatment. And pretty soon then another guy is telling the same story, and they're all kind of realizing that they weren't the only ones that got that special treatment. Everybody did.
And now the city of Nome is giving Greg his own special treatment. Today, Nome's bypass road is being officially renamed and dedicated as Greg Krushek Avenue. The city is also renaming the snow removal equipment building just east of the public safety building as the Greater Greg Garage. Nome City Manager Josie Benke.
After there were plans to make improvements to the bypass road and plans to construct a new hospital, you know, Greg felt it was very important to have the structure built to protect, you know, all of our snow removal equipment.
Benke says the official renaming of the road wasn't easy, and eventually the dedication found its way to the Alaska legislature, bundled in a bill that renamed several roads and bridges.
It was quite a process, but it was worth it. You know, in addition to the citation that was passed by the legislature, I think it was introduced by Representative Foster, the city council also did a formal resolution in his honor. And so we're just taking it a step further and replacing the signs on the bypass road, and also we'll be revealing a new sign for the Greater Greg Garage.
The dedication of both Krushek Avenue and the Greater Greg Garage are taking place today in a small ceremony for family, friends, and city staff. The price of gold in New York this hour is up $3.10, trading at $1,627.40 an ounce. The price of silver was up 4 cents to $28.78 an ounce. The price of zinc was at 86 cents per pound. And Alaska Airlines Flight 151 arrived in Kotzebue on time at 7:32, left Kotzebue at 8:11, and was expected to arrive in Nome at 9:04. It's unofficially 49 degrees outside the downtown KNOM station, 11 minutes past 9 o'clock.